Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Beis. We left off on the bottom of Kuf Aleph and Beis, the very bottom of Kuf Aleph and Beis. So first we're going to finish off the discussion about Shinoi Makom for Brachos. And we're going to debate whether you could disprove Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was one that said that when you say Kiddush and Shul, you don't even need to say a new Baruch Pri Hagafen when you get home. So we're going to see if there's another Raya against Rabbi Yochanan's Shita in addition to the Raya that we had yesterday. Then the Gemara is going to go back to discuss the situation of a person who's in the middle of eating a meal when Shabbos begins, and then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss the order of brachos when Yom Tov falls on Motzai Shabbos, other similar circumstances, but the real meat on Amud Beis is it's the primary sugi in Shas of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, and we're going to have to discuss as much as we can, as much as time allows, about that topic of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos. So let's begin. Again, we left off yesterday. Rav Chista was Mechadesh Adin, that when we say that Shinoi Makom Tzarich Levarech, that if a person goes to a new place, he has to say a new bracha on the food that he wants to eat, he says that's only bedvarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achrein b'mekoman. If a person is eating a bari nefashos type of food, since you're eating a bari nefashos type of food and you're allowed to say a bari nefashos wherever you are, you don't have to go back to your original place. So when you go to a new place, you have no connection to the original place, and that's why you're going to require a new bracha. But if you're eating a type of food that's an alamichya, a birchas hamazon, so you always remain connected to your original place, and therefore you would have to make a new bracha. So an interesting svara for why the difference, why it is that when it comes to bari nefashos, you don't have to go back to make a bracha achron in the original place, but by alamichya and by birchas hamazon you do. So I saw a svara in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he quotes from the Sefer Nasan Pirio, that when a person eats mayim or peros, even bari nefashos type of food, the bracha, the nusach of the bracha is not dafka on that food. It's barin fashas rabos chesronan. It's about it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creates a lot of different needs for a lot of different and satisfies a lot of different needs in a lot of different situations. So it's not specifically on that food that you ate. So it could be said wherever, whenever. Well, not really whenever you have to eat something, but it could be said wherever, because it's always shayich. As opposed to when you say an alamichya, you identify the food, the specific type of food that you ate. So that's why maybe it connects you back to where you originally ate the food, because it anchors you much more. The nusach of the bracha anchors a person much more. But anyway, that was Rav Chista's chiddush. So the Gemara had asked, but wait a second, we have a braisa that tells us that if people were sitting together, and the akru ragleya and to go greet a chasan and kala, they got up to go greet a chasan and kala. So when do they not have to make a new bracha? Only if they left zaken or chala, if they left someone back in the original place. But if everyone got up and left the table to go greet a chasan and kala, they're going to need to make a new bracha because of shinoi makom, even though presumably they were eating alamichya type of foods or birchas hamazon type of foods. So don't you see that you do have to make a new bracha according to this braisa, even if you're eating types of foods that would anchor you to your place? So that we left off with that question, and we're on the bottom line of Kuf Aleph and Beis. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mantana Akiros, Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the author of the braisa that says that even things that require bracha achrona b'mekoman, you would still need to say a new bracha if you left no one back in that place, if everyone got up? That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But it's really machlokas tanoim, it's machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Chista will simply say, yes, I know that braisa is against me because Rabbi Yehuda goes against the chachamim. I paskin like the chachamim, and that braisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we find this machlokas? Titania. Chaverim shoy mesubin, if you have a group of people that were sitting together, va'akru ragleim leilich lebeis ha'knesses lebeis ha'medrash, and they got up to go to shul or to go to the beis medrash, k'shein yotzin ein tunin bracha l'mafreya, before leaving they do not have to say a bracha achrona, u'k'shein chozrin ein tunin bracha l'chachila, and when they come back they don't need to say a new bracha rishona, even though there was a shinui makom. Amrabi, meaning it's a shinui makom because they got up even though they came back to the same place. If you left, that's also called the shinui makom, if you left in between. So Rabbi Yehuda b'medvar mamurim bizman she'nichu sham miktsas chaverim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's only true if they left somebody still eating the meal. This happens all the time, especially in some shuls during the summertime. They'll have an early mincha minyan, so people will get up in the middle of a meal, they'll go daven, and they'll come back. So if the women are still sitting at the table, they don't have to bench before they leave, and they don't need to say a new bracha rishona when they come come back. But if everybody were to get up and to leave, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, then you would need to say a new bracha. V'lo inichu sham miksas chaverim k'shen yotzim tunu bracha l'mafreya k'shen chozrim tunu bracha l'chadchila. If you don't leave miksas chaverim, you don't leave some people there, so then when you leave, you need to say a new bracha achrona. When you come back, you need to say a new bracha rishona. Why is it that you don't need to say a new bracha? Because it's ala michya type of foods and it's birch samazon type of foods. Aval dvarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achrein b'mekomen, but had it been bari nefashos type of foods, afilu the rabbanan, even the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda would say k'shein yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya, k'shein chozin tunim bracha l'chachila, that you do need to say a bracha achrona before leaving and a bracha rishona before coming back. So says the Gemara, now not only have we answered Rav Chisda by showing that he goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but once we've highlighted this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and we have this insight into the Rabbanan's shita, that even the Rabbanan would agree that if you're talking about bari nefashos foods, that for sure you're going to have to say a new bracha rishona, when you leave and a new bracha rishona when you come back. So lemet havi tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this should be a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that shinui makom ain't sarach levarich, and he made no chilik, he made no distinction between things that require bracha achrona in their place or not. He just said shinui makom ain't sarach levarich. Whenever you go to a new place, you don't need to say a new bracha. So even though the context of the discussion originated with wine and it originated with kiddush bebeis haknesses, but Rabbi Yochanan just said as a rule, as a blanket rule, shinui makom ain't sarach levarich, that you never need to say a new bracha on shinui makom. So this should be a major kash on Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, okay, v'lav miyusvina chadazimna, meaning who cares? You already asked, we already have a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, neima mehanami tavi tiyufta. I know we already have a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, but this should be another tiyufta you have on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rashbam points out, and l'may nafkamina, if you have one tiyufta on him, if he's wrong once, he's wrong twice, I mean, how many times could he be? What difference does it make? So says Rashbam, shim yavo adam v'yatari tzalach chamaisa, o yishabisho say de braisos acherus nos v'meach. You have to realize this conversation happened before the Chasimus HaTalmud. Things were still in play to reject things and accept things. And, you know, so even though they at that point they had a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, for all they knew, another Amora was going to come and defend Rabbi Yochanan or show that the Braisa that we asked on Rabbi Yochanan was really Braisa Meshabeshta. It was a mistaken Braisa. There was something wrong with the Nusach. So just in case anyone tries to defend Rabbi Yochanan from the first kasha we have on him, you should know this kasha is a kasha also. So says the Gemara, no, it's not. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would respond, Hu adin dafil dvarm she'ein tu'unin bracha l'achreim b'mekomen, nami ein srichel nevarich. When the Rabbanan say that if you leave your meal, you don't have to say a bracha achrona when you leave, nor a new bracha rishona when you come back, they were talking about not only ala michya foods and birch samazon foods, which is what they explicitly spoke about, but the same halacha would be about bari nefashos foods as well. They would hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that shinui makom ein sarich levarich, that one does not have to say a new bracha when you go to a new place. Aye, why does it Dafka talk about ala michya and birch samazon foods? Then it should say a bigger chiddush. Tell me that even if it's a bari nefashos food where there's nothing anchoring you to your original place, why didn't the Rabbanan highlight that? That even then you don't need to make a new bracha. Vadik taniyakar agleyan lo diacha kochad Rabbi Yehuda. The reason it specifically teaches the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in a case of akru ragleyan, which implies that they're eating ala michya or birch samazon type of foods, is to tell us just how strong Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, namely, da'afilu dvarm shetunim bracha l'achrein b'mekoman. Even if you have something anchoring you back to your original location, that it's a bracha achrona that needs to be said in its original place, still you're not always going to be able to get away without making a bracha. If you leave nobody, but you're going to need two things. You need it to be a food that anchors you back to your place because you have to say a bracha achrona b'mekomo, and you're going to need to leave people behind. That's the double chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Taima di yinichu miktsas chaverim. Still, even though you ate alamich your brichas mazon foods, the only way you're going to get away without saying a bracha is if you leave some people behind. Avalo yinichu miktsas chaverim. But if you didn't leave anybody behind, kshen yotzim tunu bracha l'mafreya, then when you leave, you do need to say a bracha achrona before leaving, ukshen chozun tunu bracha l'chadchila. And when you come back, you do need to say a new bracha rishon when you come back. So that's why we dafka highlight the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in a case of eating ala michya and birchas hamazon foods. It's lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rashbam is bothered by a very simple kasha. Whenever we say lo diacha kocho, there's a machlokas and we want to highlight just how strong one opinion is in his shita. So the klal we have throughout Shas is koach de'atera adif. That if we're going to highlight one opinion over the other, we always highlight the koach de'atera, the opinion of the one who's more makel, because anyone could be machmir. Whenever you have a suffix, whenever you have any situation of doubt, anyone, it's very easy to just say, okay, be machmir. But someone is going to come and be makel, so that takes a much more koach, and that's something that we always want to highlight. So we hear, why is it that we're highlighting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? If you look at the Rashbam in the fifth to last medium-sized line, v'lekalak shuyei adraba l'shminin dvarm shein tzrichin bachar l'achrayim b'mekoman, why not tell me a case about bari nefashos foods, lo diacha kocha de rabbanon, de mekilim kol kach, to let me know the koach of the rabbanon, that they're so mekil, shafilu alea ein tzrichin levarich, the rabbanon are more mekil, they're the ones that say you don't have to say a new bracha. So shouldn't we be highlighting the sheet of the rabbanon that you don't have to say a new bracha, instead of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that look, Rabbi Yehuda always makes you say a new bracha, unless you have both that it's ala michya and birchas hamazon food, and that you leave people back in the place. Why are we highlighting that? So that's the kasha you might ask, says Rashbam. Rashbam says, no, not a kasha. Ein lomar kach. He says, don't ask such a kasha. De ein kochan koach v'chashivus im ein matzrich levarich. Because the idea of koach de'atera adif is not always that the koach de'atera is necessarily adif. The idea of koach de'atera adif is that we always try to highlight the bigger chiddush. Whatever is counterintuitive, that's what we try to highlight. So normally, it's the koach de'atera that's counterintuitive. Because normally, if I'm not sure what to do, and I have, let's say, like the Tzlach says at the beginning of Mishnah Beis, I have a din d'oraisa, and I'm not sure what to do. So intuitively, you say, safek d'oraisa l'chumra, you're always going to be more machmir. So if someone's going to tell you to be mekil, that's a koach de'atera. You always want to highlight koach de'atera. That's what the Tzlach writes at the beginning of Brachas, that if it's an issue midrabah, we wouldn't say koach de'atera adif, because intuitively, when you have a safek d'rabbanan, you'd always be mekel anyway. So then we'd say koach de isura adif, that it's a bigger chiddush to say le'isur. So similarly, over here says the Rashbam, it's only koach de'atera adif if intuitively you would have said a chumra, but over here intuitively you would have said a kula. Desvaruhu, the kibun shloei hesach hadas bein time lama yachzer v'yavarech. If a person didn't have a hesach hadas between when he ate in the first place, and when he moved and came back, he was thinking the whole time, didn't have a hesach hadas from the meal, and he was planning on continuing the meal. So why would I think that he should have to make a new bracha? Meaning, Misvara, I would say he doesn't have to say a new bracha. So that's why it's not. So the koach to tell me to say a new bracha is the one that's adif. Aval koach to Rabbi Yehuda adif tvei shemach mishtei chumros al divrei chachamim. That Rabbi Yehuda adds these two chumros to lomi by yedvarim shein tzrichin bracha alachrei b'mukam shechayev levarich af bli shechaver potrin, that not only things that are born in nefashos foods, do you have to say a new bracha? I feel varm etzrichim bracha and may become a nami dechayiv. And even if it's something that's not a mitzvah food and birchas hamazon food, you're going to have to say a new bracha. Hilkach hacha koach di isura adif. That's why over here we're going to say the koach di isura is adif. The Marshal says a little different, very different. The Marshal says over here Rabbi Yehuda is the koach de'atera. How do we say Rabbi Yehuda is the koach? What's the kula by a bracha? What's the hetera by a bracha? To say a new bracha, it's not just like you could, okay, might as well be machmir, say a new bracha. You can't just, might as well be machmir, say a new bracha. It's bracha levatala. You're risking an isser any time you say a new bracha. So it's a heter to allow a person to say a new bracha. So that is koach hetera. When we say savik brachas lahakel, it always means not to say a bracha. Lahakel is not to say a bracha. But hetera might be different than lahakel. Hetera means that we're matir matir you to say a new bracha. So that might be the koach te'etera adif, that we're matir a person to say a new bracha. The Marsha doesn't like it at all. He says it's not shaykh to say that brachas, because the way he says it is to be lafuke drabanan hor machmir, not to say a new bracha, ki abrachos einon ma'akvos, because brachos are not ma'akev. So that's why it's a heter to say that you're allowed to say a new bracha, because brachos are ma'akev anyway. You could have done without the bracha. So the Marsha says, what are you talking about? Brachos are not ma'akvos. That's why brachos are mitzvos. We say brachos are not ma'akev. I take a lulav and I don't make a brachos a mitzvah, so the bracha is not ma'akev. Brachos are not, and it's also the honest melam as a blow bracha. It's stealing to eat without a bracha. You know, you wouldn't say such a star. Brachos are not ma'akev. So that's the discussion, the Marshal and the Marsha, that probably has a significant connection to the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger that says when it talks about Safek Brachos LaHakel, he says we only say Safek Brachos LaHakel. And what does he say? By Birchas Mitzvos, where Brachos are not Makiv, but Birchas Nen, and since it's Gezela, we would never say Safek Brachos LaHakel. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shlomo Zalman has a long tshuva where he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, so that's how we analyze the Machlokas Rabbi Dan Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rav Chista. We have a Braisa that says like Rav Chista. Again, Rav Chista was the one that made this distinction between alamichya type of foods and bar nefashos type of foods. So we have a brisa that supports Rav Chista explicitly, because the brisa says chaverim shoyim mesubin lishtos yayin. It identifies what they were eating. They were dafka having wine va'akaraglein v'chazrein svichel nevarich, and then they leave and come back. They don't need to say new bracha because it was wine, and wine is an alamichya food. So or alagefen food. So that's why they don't need to say new bracha. But if we're bar nefashos food, then they would need to say new bracha, and there is Rav Chista's chilek kimat explicit in the brisa. Period. Tan Rabbanan, b'nei chabur shayim mesubin v'kiddush alein hayom. If people are reading together and on Friday afternoon, and then it becomes Shabbos, so mavin lo kol shal yayin v'omer lov kiddushas hayom v'sheni omer lov birchas hamazon divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that they immediately say kiddush on a cup of wine, followed by benching for the Friday meal on a second cup of wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ochel V'Holeichat Shetechshach. Rabbi Yossi says, first of all, you don't have to stop anything. You don't have to immediately do anything. You can be Ochel V'Holeichat Shetechshach, but Gamru, and when you do finish your meal, Kos Rishon Mevarich Lev Birchas Hamazon. So then the first kos you should say Birchas Hamazon on, V'Hasheni Omer Lev Kedush Sayom. And then the second kos you'll say Kiddush on. The Bala Ma'or over here discusses why is it that order? Why is it that the first coast is Birchas Hamazon and the second coast you say Kiddushan? So he says two svaras. First of all, the Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, and the Birchas Hamazon is more Tadir than Kiddush because we bench way more often than we say Kiddush. And also he says the Chiv Birchas Hamazon was Chal Mibod Yom, before the Chiv of Kiddush was Chal. So those are always two critical factors when deciding what comes first. Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir is clearly one of the critical factors, but also which chiyuv is chal first. Those are also factors in deciding if you can only do one mitzvah or the other, which one you should choose. There's some debate whether tadir v'shein and tadir kodem is true in deciding which mitzvah to do when you're not going to do the other mitzvah at all, or it's just a din in kedima when you're going to do both, but many of the Rishonim certainly assume that it's even a factor in deciding which one to do over the other one, and certainly which chiyuv comes first is also a factor in deciding which one to do over the other one. So l'chora, even if a person had a choice whether to say he was only able to do one mitzvah, he only had time, let's say, to either do Birchas Hamazon or Kiddush, so the svaras of the Baal Amar l'chora would say that Birchas Hamazon would come first in that sense also, that it would come at the expense of Kiddush as well. But anyway, that's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. So frek the Gemara, amai v'nimrinu l'travayu echad l'kasa. But why? Why don't you say them both on one coast? So who are we asking on? Both of them said l'chora that you have two kosos. No, the Rabbi Yehuda said that the first you say Kiddush Sayyam, second one you say Birchas Hamazon. Rabbi Yossi said the opposite order once you finish your Suda later on. So l'chora it's a kash on both of them. But if you look at Tosfos, v'nimrinu l'travayu echad l'kasa, Tosfos Rabbi Yossi parach, kibin de travayu asu udas Shabbos ka'asu. It's only a kash according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that you finish your meal as long as it goes into Shabbos, and then you say Kiddush afterwards. Remember we had Tosfos Brachos the other day, that that's Kiddush Makom Suuda, because that Suuda then becomes your Suuda Shabbos when you continue your meal. So since they're both coming on Suuda Shabbos, Kiddush Lel, Dach Suuda Olo, Suuda Shabbos, Havalei Lememer, Travayu Chad Kasa. That's where the Gemara is asking. If it's Suuda Shabbos anyway, so it's a Birchas HaMazon and Suuda Shabbos, and a Kiddush which is connected to Suuda Shabbos, then you should say them both on one coast. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a kasha. One is about a Suudas Chol, a Birchas HaMazon for a Suudas Chol, and then a Kiddush, which is forward thinking, which is for the next Suuda, which is for your Suuda Shabbos. So they shouldn't be connected to each other. The Gemara wouldn't ask you should do them on one coast. The whole kasha is only according to Rabbi Yossi, that both of these are Shabbos related mitzvahs. They're both related to a Shabbos Suuda, the same Shabbos Suuda. So why don't you say them both on one coast? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Einar Mishtei Kiddush Sal Kos Echad. Because you don't. You don't say two kedushos on a single coast. So says Gemara, my time out. Well, why not? Why can't you say shtei kedushos al kos echad? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lefi shein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because there's a rule that we don't do mitzvos in bundles. So therefore, since we don't do mitzvos in bundles, you can't say two kedushos on a single coast. So a couple of things over here. First of all, Tosos einom shtei kedushos al kos echad says Tosos yesh nogin bechupa mitam ze shelo lomar sheva brachos al kos birchas hamazon el mevi in kos acher. Everybody had a sheva brachos with the pouring and this and that. Well, why do they have two kosos to begin with? Just use one kos. Why do they have to have two kosos? Says Tosos, you need two kosos because of this. Einom shtei kedushos al kos echad. You have a kos of birchas hamazon and a kos of sheva brachos. Those are two separate mitzvahs. You don't say them both on the same coast. Vein mevarchin al sheni bar priya gafen kivin shkvar birich al kos birchas hamazon kein nechal nevarich pamayim. You're just not going to say a second bar priya gafen on the second coast because it's ridiculous to say two bar priya gafens within 10 seconds of each other. You already said a bar priya gafen birchas hananin on one of them, but you need two kosos because one is the kos shel birchas hamazon and one is the kos shel sheva brachos. Ach, Rabbeinu Meshulam ya Omer Hakol al Kos Echad. However, Rabbeinu Meshulam disagrees. He said everything on a single coast. So, Dami leBirchas HaMazon leKiddush deTrei Mili Ninu. Because unlike Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, which is the discussion in our Gemara, Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are two totally separate mitzvos. Kedabrinu Mesamuch Aval Hacha. If there's no Birchas HaMazon, there's no Sheva Brachos. You only have Sheva Brachos if there is benching. So Sheva Brachos and benching are in some way the same mitzvah. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Meshulam, against the first day in Tosos, it could all be said with one kos. And our minhag is also under a chuppah. We say birchas erusin and birchas nisuin on two different kosos. They're two different inyanim. There's erusin and there's nisuin. V'taima de regilim zeb below zek. Damar b'ksubus mevarchim birchas erusin bebeis erusin birchas chasanim beis chasanim. And the reason is because they could be separated. It used to be in the times of the Gemara they would do the erusin a year before the nisuin, so they were two totally separate inyanim. Why do we say a bar priya gafen on both of them? It's mamish within 10 seconds of each other the way that we do it. So, va'o denagu lukros ksuba bein a time, va've hefsik, ulukach miskavn, ulukach tzorich beis kosos. So we read the ksuba in between. So reading the ksuba in between sort of separates them a little bit, and it allows us to... by reading the ksuba in between, it allows us to A, use two kosos, or to explain why we're using two kosos, but it also allows us, Rav Shechter points out, it allows us to say another bar priya gafen by separating, by creating some sort of hefsek. It's a little bit not enough, l'chora, meaning reading the ksuba doesn't take that. I guess it depends how much the guy wants to flaunt his ability to read, or how fluent he is, but it's not mafsik that much. So that's what Rav Salvechik used to say, that if you're going to have someone speak under the chuppah, it used to be the style. It's sort of going out of style. Baruch Hashem. It's going out of style a little bit to have people speak under the chuppah, but it used to be that by every chuppah people would speak, he would always, so a lot of times they would speak after the chuppah. So he would say, no, the better time to speak is between the Erisin and the Nisuin. You want to divide the Erisin and the Nisuin as much as possible, create the Hefzik. Rav Shechter discusses in his Sefer Ginas Egos in Simon Lamed, he quotes by Sheva Brachos after Birchas HaMazon, there's Machlokas Achronim, whether you make the Bar Priya Gafen between the Birchas HaMazon and the first Bracha, Shakol Bar El Chvodo, or you wait to make the Bar Priya Gafen after the last of the Sheva Brachos. When do you say the Bar Priya Gafen by Sheva Brachos? So he says, L'chora, what they're arguing is whether the six Brachos that you say after Birchas HaMazon are a chelek of the Birchas HaMazon. If you're a chelek of the Birchas HaMazon, so the Bar Priya Gafen Tachan is supposed to be after Birchas HaMazon, so you would wait till after all the six brachos? Or do you say, no, they're an inyan b'fnei atzma, they have nothing to do with Birchas HaMazon, they're not shaykh to the Birchas HaMazon, they're two sidrei brachos. There's Birchas HaMazon, alakos, and then there's the brachos of the nisuin, alakos. So then you would say the Baruch Priyagafen between the Birchas HaMazon and the Shaykhal Baruch Vodo, and that bracha works as the end of the Birchas HaMazon alakos, and as the first of the seder of the Birchos nisuin. Now, that nekuda is exactly the machlokas in our Tosfos. L'chore, he points out that that's why Enos and Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus, the Gemara says we don't say Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon on one coast, so that's the two deos in Tosfos, whether you're allowed to say Birchas HaMazon and Birchas Nisuin on a single coast. So he says that l'chore is this machlokas. Is it one long hemshech of 10 brachos, the Sheva brachos and the brachos of and three of Birchas HaMazon, or is it no, two separate sdarim of brachos? The Rambam quotes the nusach of all six brachos of Nisuin in the third parak of Hilchos Ishus to say it under the chuppah, and in the fourth parak of Hilchos Brachos. And Mipashtos Rav Shachter points out it sounds like these brachos added onto Birchas HaMazon are the hemsheikh of the seder of Birchas HaMazon. So he puts it in Hilchos Brachos as part of the halachos of Birchas HaMazon. The Rush in the first parak of Ksubis in Siman Yud Gimel says in the days of the Gaonim there were gedolim that were knowing to say these seven brachos, b'toch shavis yimei mishta, even without a suda, even if they didn't have a suda. Oh, so that leads you to believe that the Rush holds that it has nothing to do with Birchas HaMazon. They didn't even have to have Birchas HaMazon in order to say these brachos. So Rav Shechter points out that Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelgal Siman Nun Vav about people who can't stay at a wedding. They have to leave early. It happens all the time. Weddings sometimes take a very long time. So people don't always have on a weeknight to be able to stay till all hours of the night. Usually you look around, if you're ever around a benching, you're usually the brother or the uncle of the chazan or the kala. The other guests already left. So you're allowed to leave. Everyone's having a suda together, and you're going to leave before the benching. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says that if you're not kovei suda ala pas, or even if you ate bread, but if you say beferish before you sit down to eat, that you're not being mechavin to be mitzarif to the kvius with everybody else, so then you're not going to be chayiv in the zimun, and therefore you're going to be allowed to leave. He has a raya from Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Fine. So you're allowed to leave early and it's not going to be a problem. So apparently he holds that it's not even a problem from the fact that, forget about the Zimun, what about the requirement for Sheva Brachos? What about the requirement to be Mishtatif in Sheva Brachos? When you see a Chasan and Kala, you have a Chiv of Sheva Brachos, of participating in the Sheva Brachos. So what happened to that requirement? So Rav Moshe apparently doesn't address it. He apparently doesn't think it's an issue. Rav Shechter points out, even if you Naniach, that there's no Chiv Zimun, which he points out not everyone is so happy about either, that you could just will away your Chiv Zimun by saying, I'm not being Kovei myself. But even Naniach, that there's no Chiv Zimun, but who's to say that the Chiv of Sheva Brachos that is necessarily Tolu in the Zimun? I mean, Rav Moshe is assuming there's no Chiv of Sheva Brachos, because if there's no Chiv of Zimun, maybe there's no Chiv of Sheva Brachos, it's all Tolu in Birchas HaMazon. But L'chor, it's Tolu in these two days. If Birchas HaMazon, if Sheva Brachos is directly connected to the Zimun, then Ein Achinami, if you're part from the Zimun, you're part from the Sheva Brachos, because that's the Mechayev. But if Sheva Brachos is a separate Chiv, we just happen to do it around the time of Birchas HaMazon, so then just because you're pater from the Zimun, it does not necessarily mean you're going to be pater from the Sheva Brachos. So that's what Rav Shechter points out over here. Also, once we mention Enos and Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus, there's a lot more to say on it, but once we mention Enos and Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus, the Marsham in a Tshuva, in Chelek Vav Simen Zayin, discusses whether you can make a Siyum on Yantif. Can you have a Suudas Yantif also count as Suudas Siyum? Is that a Chashash of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus? So he writes that from Psachim Chav Beis and Beis, you see that Dafka Birch's mitzvahs go remes lahamotzi, that's when it's mutter, Mashain can be alma. But he says, anyway, over here there's no chashash, kiven shu rak miskavin b'maisa echad l'kayim beis mitzvahs. This is very critical in terms of being magdir, enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. He says, when you're doing a single act, and that single act happens to fulfill two mitzvahs, That is not a problem of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, two different acts on the same Chefza, on the same Chefza Shel Mitzvah. That's Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. But one act that happens to cover two mitzvos is not going to be a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, and that's why there's no problem to make a Siyum, to make a Sudas Yantav out of a Siyum. So that's and there are many, many other examples of that, of a single act fulfilling two separate mitzvos, that it's not a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Let's get to the end of the daf, and then we'll come back to discuss more on Enos and Mitzvos. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Really, is there a rule, Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos? We have three questions on this rule of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. Question number one. V'lo, v'atanya, hanichnas, based on Motzoi Shabbos, the Brisa tells us a person comes home on Motzoi Shabbos, mevarich ala yayin v'ala ma'or v'ala b'samim, so he should make a bar priyagafen, a bari mori eish, a bari mnei b'samim, v'achar kach omer havdala ala kos, and then you say havdala. You say Baruch HaMavdil, and if you only have one kos for Birch Samazon, for Avdallah, what do you do? Manichol la'achar amazon, save that kos for after benching, u'mashashun kul la'achar, and then you'll say benching and Avdallah all at the same time on the same kos. What do you mean manichol la'achar amazon? How could you eat before Avdallah? Meaning you come home from shul, it says you come home, that's what it says, you come home from shul, so l'chor, you're not in the middle of eating, so you should eat and then do Avdallah later on. So Tosus raises the question. First Tosus says, maybe we're talking about where you're already eating Shalosh Udas and you're just continuing the meal. But Tosus says, it doesn't sound that way. Lashon hanichnas lebeso sounds like you're beginning to eat right now. And furthermore, it says, the Gemara is going to say later on, a few dapim from now, that from this we see that ta'am mavdil, that even a person who eats before Avdallah is still allowed to say Avdallah. If we're talking about Shalosh Udas, what's the chiddush? Of course, if you ate Shalosh Udas, you're still allowed to say Avdallah. No, the chiddush must be that you ate after Shabbos was over. You started eating after Shabbos was over. Not that you're just continuing your Shalosh Udas. And furthermore, Tosfos points out, further another kasha. Those are his kashas. So he says, Eliyesh Lomar, Tevadai Bechinam Ein Lolechol Kodem Avdallah. He says, you're right, the rule is in general, for no good reason, you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. If you have no good reason to do so, you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. But over here, you're trying to see to it that you'll be able to say Birch Samazon Al Kos. And apparently, Birch Samazon Al Kos is an important enough Indian that you're allowed to eat before Avdallah in order to ensure Birch Samazon Al Kos. That's what Tosfos says. That apparently we're eating before Avdallah to enable a person to have Birch Samazon Al Kos. But anyway, the bottom line is you see that we're doing mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You have one kos and you're saying Havdallah and Birch Samazon on the one kos. Says Gemara, ain't lo shiny. Yeah, because you have no other option. You only have one kos. So if you only have one kos, what are you supposed to do? So that's why we allow mitzvos chavilos chavilos in that situation. So frankly, Gemara, but I'll ask another kashuva. Yom Tov Shchalios Achar Shabbos. What about a Yom Tov that falls out of Motzai Shabbos? Di Islay. We're clear. Clearly, we're talking about a case where you have plenty of wine because it's the beginning of Yontif, so you got to have plenty of wine. Rashi and the Rashbam both point out, how do I know you have plenty of wine? Because we learned in our Mishnah, no matter how poor you are, you got to have at least dalet kosos of yain. So you have plenty of wine. And Rav says, you say yain kiddush ner avdallah all over the same kos, even though you have plenty of wine. Tos says, really, the reason we're assuming you have plenty of wine is because you have dalet kosos? He says, but you need all the dalet kosos to do the dalet kosos things that we're going to describe in the Mishnayos later in this parak. You need one for halal, one for bichsamazon. So you can't just use up these kosos and havdallah and whatever else you want to use it up on. So that shouldn't matter, that the fact that you have dalet kosos. Furthermore, what the Gemara is going to ask from Yak Nahaz, that maybe we're talking about Shmini Shel Chag, where there's Zman, where there is a Shechianu, and still your Achol V'Shasa. So we still assume that you have. And so it says Tosos, no, we're talking about, he says, L'kach Nil L'Farish, L'Biyom Tov Rishon Mestama Adam Mechen Harbei, U'Bishmini Shel Chag Nami Shu Regel B'Fnei Atzman Regilin L'Hachin Harbei. No, it's not about the dollar kosos. We're just saying at the beginning of Yom Tov, you're stocked. You stock up as much wine as you can at the beginning of Yom Tov because you know you have a long Yom Tov in front of you. And we make the same assumption about Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo regarding certain halachos. But the Shvi Shel Pesach, it's really winding down already. So we assume that you're not stocked anymore. That's what we're assuming. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, we still say Yaknaha, we still say Yain Kiddush Ner Avdala, all on one coast. So don't. What happened to Enos Mitzchavilos Chavilos? So the Gemara answers, Amri Midlomer Zman, Mechal the Shvi Shel Pesach Haskinan. Now the fact that we don't have the Brach of Shechiyanu in the Seder HaBrachos over there tells you that we must be talking about Shvi Shel Pesach. To call my Dahav Le'ach Le'Vlesle, and you already used everything up. Shvi Shel Pesach is the exception. Shmini Atzeres, you'd be stuck. But Shvi Shel Pesach is the exception. Question number 3 says the Gemara, Va'yom Tov Rishon de Islay Va'amar Abai. But what about Yom Tov Rishon, where you still have plenty of, this is where that Tosus is really focused, where we still have plenty of wine. Va'amar Abai Yak Zina, and Rava Amar Yak Nahaz, and there's a machlokas, what the Seder Abrachos is, but everyone says it's all on one coast, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Avdala's man. So Yayin and, so Kiddush and Avdala are all on one coast. How can you say Kiddush and Avdala on the same coast? Whatever happened to Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos, you have plenty of wine. Ela Havdalah v'Kiddush Chada Milsihi. Havdalah and Kiddush are one and the same. They're one thing. So Rashi Rashbam point out Chada Milsa, they're both about Kiddushas Shabbos. That's what the Rambam takes it even a step further. The Rambam says they're mamish one thing. They're both a kiyum of the mitzvah d'orais of Zachris Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. Zachris Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, the Rambam writes, is a mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos b'chnisaso Uvi Yitziyaso. It's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos both when Shabbos comes in and when goes out. It's mamish the same mitzvah. It's to be mavdil Shabbos from the rest of the week, both on its way in and on its way out. Birchas Hamazon v'Kiddush Trei Milininu. But when it comes to Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, so that's two separate things. As one of the poskim has a discussion, can you make a suda siyum on two different mesachtas at the same time? So if there's ever something that's chada milsehi, kala tarukula zinyan echad. So that's chada milsa. Of course you're allowed to say, on, aside from the fact that it's one mesa, and you know, anyway, it's totally fine. But Avdalah and Kiddush is different. Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush are two totally separate in Yanim, and therefore you wouldn't put them together. Okay, this the idea of Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Why is it that Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? So the Rashbam writes over here that in the first wide line, Chavilos Chavilos Demechziela Kemasui, that if you try to bundle all your mitzvahs together in one shot, it looks like it's a big burden on you that you're not interested in doing the mitzvahs. You're just trying to potty yourself as quickly as possible from doing the mitzvahs. Tosus Maseches Ma'katan Daf Chesam Beis says that no, the Enos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, because each mitzvah needs to be focused on. So if you're doing two at one time, you're not going to be able to focus properly on either one of them. You know, you're going to lack proper focus. It's going to be a chisaron in the kavana. A possible nafkamina might be if the old mitzvah speaks kavana, are you even yotzei the mitzvah? If it's just mechzilav kamasoi, so it's not appropriate, but you're definitely yotzei the mitzvah when you do it in that way. If it actually takes away your kavana, so then it could be you're not even yotzei the mitzvah, the old mitzvah speaks kavana. Although Pashas is that's not a real nafkamina, because when Tosfos says that you're not going to be able to do mechavein, he doesn't mean that you're going to lack the basic idea of kavana, that you're doing it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem mitzvah Hashem. It means that you're not going to have the proper amount of kavana. There's a fascinating chiddush Rav Yosef Engel has in Beis HaOtzar, page 168. In Beis HaOtzar, he says that maybe based on the concept of osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, so the Rishonim write by osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, the Ritva says, well, it's not just that osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. When I'm doing one mitzvah, it's not just that I'm pater from another mitzvah, I'm not allowed to do another mitzvah, because the other mitzvah becomes a dvar harashus. It's no longer a mitzvah when I'm osek in one mitzvah. The Ritva uses that to ask the question of why do I need a chiddush osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah? Of course, I can't do two things at one time. What does God expect from me? So he says, no, the chiddush osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah is that it doesn't even count as a mitzvah. The second mitzvah becomes a dvar harashus, and therefore it's usher to do it. So says Rav Yosef Engel, maybe that's the idea of enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. If you're trying to do two mitzvahs at one time, memela one of them is a dvar harashus. So you're not even mekayim the mitzvah. Meaning, even if you do it, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah because it becomes a dvar harashus when you try to do both of them at the same time. Rav Shechter also has a beautiful piece on enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos in Eretz HaTzvi, where he explains, try to summarize it in 2 minutes, not really possible, but he explains that enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is that you can't use the same cheftza shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvahs. It's all about using a single chefza shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvahs. Tosos later on in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav says we do karpas, so we don't have to make two brachos on maror. Why? Because if you say two brachos on maror, that's going to be enos and mitzvos chavilos. So he says, what are you talking about? By kiddush we do it. Birchsanen is never a problem of enos and mitzvos chavilos. And not only that, the Gemara paskins beferish that if you only have one vegetable to use for maror and karpas, so we use the same vegetable for both, and you make both brachos at the time of karpas. So even though you're going to eat maror separately later on, but you say both brachos at the same time. So Rav Shechter explains that enos and mitzvos chavilos is that one should not use the same chefza shel mitzvah for two mitzvos. But normally, the way we define a chefza shel mitzvah is very easy. How you define a chefza shel mitzvah: a lulav is a chefza shel mitzvah, the kos is a chefza shel mitzvah. But sometimes the chefza shel ma'isa mitzvah and the chefza shel kiyum mitzvah are two different chefza shel mitzvah. Sometimes you could have a chefza shel mitzvah that you do the ma'isa mitzvah on, but that's not the kiyum mitzvah. The example he gives is shofar. Shofar, the kiyum mitzvah, is the kol. It's not the shofar itself. The ma'isa mitzvah is blowing on the shofar itself. So you can have a chefza shel ma'isa mitzvah and a chefza shel kiyum mitzvah. Einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos, certainly if you're using the chefza shel ma'isa mitzvah, there's a violation of einos mitzvah chefza shel kiyum mitzvah. It may be a violation of einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos. It may be a machlok rishonim whether the same is true by a chefza shel ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, I'm not even halfway there, so we're not going to be able to get through the whole piece. Maybe some other time. Okay.